into this Wednesday edition of the flagship. I'm your host, Zach Berry. Joining me, the new kid on the block at On3, but not a new kid at all. He's been around probably longer than any of us. Steve Wiltfong, On3 VP, National College Football Recruiting and Transfer Portal. Look, it's been hard to nail you down, Steve, because, look, I've been busy, but I cover one school, one program. You do it all, so we appreciate the time, man. How are we doing this morning?
Doing great, man. Actually, messaging with On 300 coveted tight end Deshaun Brame as we speak. Obviously, Ole Miss just had him on campus. He had a fantastic visit. They're going to be a major contender alongside Oregon and some others here. You know, Oregon's been the perceived favorite for a while, and I'm certainly not moving on that prediction just yet. But I do think this visit to Ole Miss gave him a lot to think about.
Yeah, new tight ends coach Joe Cox. He was hitting the road hard before it was even officially announced he was part of Lane Kiffin's staff. He's been pretty busy since getting the gig. They really like Brame. Yeah, it seems like Oregon's the favorite right now. You're talking to him as we speak, and I can't remember if he's mentioned it. Does he have a decision timeline in mind at all?
Well, there was some talk that he could potentially commit the last time he visited Oregon. Obviously, he hasn't done it. He's visited some other places like Tennessee. But regarding his interest in Ole Miss, you know, he said it was a great trip, first time down, and he liked Oxford a lot, the feel, the environment, the atmosphere. Certainly, this is a football program that's on the uptick. You know, this is one where Ole Miss is coming off two of the best seasons in school history, and they're not done with what they did in the transfer portal, what they did on the recruiting trail, what they have coming back. This is a program that expects to be in the college football playoff and then competitive in that arena. You know, he enjoyed watching film with the staff, the way that Ole Miss utilizes the tight end in the offense. And he said he's loving Ole Miss. You know, Tennessee's in there, OU's in there. Of course, we've talked about Oregon, but Ole Miss has done enough to get on the short list for one of the most coveted players in the country from the way they use the tight end, the offense in general, and the stage this program's now playing on, but then just the environment around Oxford. He really felt at home there.
Speaking of Oxford, you're in town. I don't know if Brain went over there and checked it out. There might be some other prospects that do, but if you're in Oxford or anywhere in Mississippi, Ridgeland, Flowood, go check out College Corner, title sponsor of the show. They take care of us and they will take care of you. Go see them. The new location in Oxford, it's on Sisk Avenue, 4,000 plus square feet. It's phenomenal. Scott and the folks over there do a fantastic job. You can go get some new merch, some tailgating supplies, some gifts, all of that. And right now, if you go to the Oxford location, the Grove Collective is partnering with College Corner. You make any purchase, and all you got to do is just submit a tip, and that tip will go directly to the Grove Collective to benefit Ole Miss Athletics, and you will be entered in to a chance to win a signed football, a signed Grove Collective football by Lane Kiffin. Promotion ends May 15th. All you got to do, just submit a tip, and it will go straight to the Grove Collective. All right, you mentioned Brame was on campus. Another name that was on campus that Ole Miss fans are starting to hear more and more about, and I've been telling them you need to get to know him because I think he's a special talent. He's under the radar because of where he's from, and he's just now becoming the feature back at Baylor School in Chattanooga. Shakaib Mills-Knight continues to go back to Oxford. Really likes Kevin Smith, and they built a strong bond so far. What's your latest read on him?
Well, to your point, this is one of the more coveted bigger backs in the country. I mean, he's 6'2", 215 pounds, and you look up and down these recruiting rankings, there's a lot of backs up there that are like 190 pounds. He's the kind of guy that people would like to pair with. And, yeah, I asked him the programs that are catching his eye at this point in this process, and Ole Miss was one of the first ones he mentioned. You know, Ohio State's up there, Auburn, Alabama, Oregon, Tennessee, to name a few others. But there's absolutely no question that Ole Miss is one of the front runners in this recruitment. He had a great time back on campus this past weekend. You mentioned coach, but Enrique Davis, he's in the middle of a lot of these Ole Miss recruiting battles as well, does a fantastic job helping Coach Smith, Coach Kiffin and company recruit top targets at the position. Certainly we see Ole Miss on the verge of making a move at the, at that position in the transfer portal. And then certainly could have a very talented running back class, already have arguably the best in the country in the fold. And if they could add Shekhi Mills-Knight to that, that'd be a hell of a running back run from the prep scene and then in the transfer portal.
Yeah, I got a chance to see him in December at the Division II AAA state championship against McCauley. It was an instant classic type game. I'm not a scout. I don't evaluate, but seeing him at 210, 215 pounds run away from DBs on a 76-yard touchdown run was pretty special. He had the ankle injury last year, so he didn't play in every game, but he appears to be poised for a big senior season. As far as his projection to the next level, I mean, I feel like from what you just said, you believe he can do it in the SEC, right?
Well, yeah, absolutely. Someone that averaged almost 10 yards a carry. He's physically ready to go, runs hard between the tackles, someone that'll take on hits and power through. And again, the college coaches are high on this young man. This is a guy that's definitely moving up a lot of boards and, you know, has played well in the biggest games of his high school career.
Talk about a guy that doesn't really need to move up any more boards. He's already pretty much at or near the top. Caleb Cunningham, the Choctaw County receiver, five-star talent. At Mississippi State kind of put the, you know, the clamps in him early. Jeff Levy and that staff, as soon as they touched down in Starkville, it seemed like they were at his high school talking with him. I think it's going to be tough to beat the Bulldogs, but Ole Miss is certainly not going to give up. What's kind of your latest read on him? I feel like he's an honest kid. He gives good answers when asked about, like, honest, thoughtful answers. But it seems like he's given everybody a fair shake. But as of now, where do you see him trending?
Well, you know, tag team in this one with my colleague Chad Simmons. You know, we had an insider on the top players in the country on three this week as Charles Power, Cody Belair updated the on 300 rankings in the 2025 class. And as you said, this is Jeff Levy's guy, Mississippi State's top target, regardless of position. It's close to home. And the Bulldogs are going to boast an exciting offense where he sees himself making a lot of plays in for years to come. But there are a lot of schools that he is maintaining dialogue with, taking a lot of visits. Alabama is certainly one of those. He's been there as an official visitor return trip to that campus. He's felt at home at Florida State, was just at Florida's spring game. And talking to people around Caleb Cunningham, Ole Miss is a little down the list compared to some of those other front runners, but they're still on the list. And the one thing people need to keep in mind is that football is going to be played this fall. And so just because there's a pecking order right now, and just because there's guys coming off the board and committing this summer, with that, with games being played, with NIL and all kinds of moving components here, this is just the preseason. This is just the early stages. Now we are in a time more than ever where nothing is set in stone. And we saw the way Ole Miss closed last cycle. We saw the way Ole Miss attacked the portal. And when they really want somebody, they are going to be formidable in that arena. And so it will be interesting to see where Ole Miss is at in November of this recruitment, what kind of season they're having and how they choose to turn it up off the field. That'll be the true tell for them in the Caleb Cunningham sweepstakes.
The College Corner is headed to Oxford. Stop by their new location in the Oxford Commons off Sisk Avenue. They'll have 4,000 square feet of Rebel gear ready for your trip to the Grove. On your next trip to Oxford, stop by the College Corner or our other great locations in Ridgeland and Flowood. Hats, shirts, polos, pullovers, sweats, t-shirts. College Corner has it all. And as always, you can visit us online at collegecornerstore.com. That's collegecornerstore.com. The College Corner, where your game day apparel meets.
Call Drew Moak of USA Benefits Group. He can help you with any of your health insurance needs.
Drew is an Ole Miss grad located in Mississippi and licensed in 7 states. He works with the nation's second largest health insurance brokerage with access to 35 different carriers, regular health plans, to life insurance, to dental and vision, and even Medicare. He has it all covered. Now more than ever, it is critical to have a health insurance agent who is local and accessible. So call Drew Moak at 601-953-8449. 601-953-8449 and get your free quote today.
Here in Oxford, Mississippi, golf matters for the Ole Miss Rebels, the casual looking to knock out a quick 18. Yes, we care about the fit when we hit the course, and PXG Apparel has something for everyone. Me? You Talk of Champions listeners know I'm a daily hat wearer, and especially at University Course or Oxford Country Club. PXG has mastered a snapback for any type of weather or occasion. My navy goes with pretty much everything. Point is, PXG has you covered for any and all golf attire, making sure the fit is right in all the right places. Made with premium materials and technology designed for peak performance, these confidence-inspiring looks invite all-day play, taking you seamlessly from a round of golf to the office to a night on the square. Elevate your style game on and off the course with the PXG Spring Summer 2024 collection. Head over to pxg.com/TOC and use code TOC for Talk of Champions at checkout to save 10% on all apparel. That's pxg.com/TOC and use code TOC at checkout to save 10% on all apparel. The sun's a-shining in Oxford, Mississippi. Cookouts in the Grove, beer showers. It's just the very best time for an Ole Miss Rebel to get out and get going. Carry Front Door peace of mind with you everywhere you go with Eufy Video Lock. Never has home security been so easy. Eufy Video Lock, an all-in-one security device for your front door, allows you to keep an eye on everything back home. And it's so easy. Installation requires only a screwdriver. So ditch those house keys forever and give Eufy Video Lock a try today. There's no monthly fee, and Eufy Video Lock has customer support on standby 24/7 to help you with any and all home security needs. Go ahead, have your Ole Miss fun in the sun with the assurance your home is in good hands with Eufy Video Lock. Eufy Video Lock's built-in camera can tell you who's at your front door from the comfort of your poolside chair. So search Eufy Video Lock today. That's EUFY Video Lock. Or visit eufyofficial.com/videolock to see how you can gain complete control of your door. That's Eufy Video Lock, a proud sponsor of this, the Talk of Champions Podcast Network.
Another Mississippi guy, Deuce Knight, been committed to Notre Dame for a while. But I think the Ole Miss buzz is real there. It probably helped Ole Miss, him going to Lipscomb Academy, going back to George County, staying in Mississippi. Marcus Freeman and them do a fantastic job with recruiting, that they get guys in early, especially quarterbacks. But you don't have to give a percentage or anything, but what kind of shot do you think Ole Miss truly has at flipping him?
Yeah, you know, I couldn't give you a number. I'll just say the lines of communication are, Deuce has kept them open with a couple places, including Alabama. And Ole Miss isn't, they don't have all their eggs in the Deuce Knight basket. You know, I talked to KJ Lacy and his family, Texas commit out of Alabama, and he said that Ole Miss, they've had some dialogue with them. So we'll see what Ole Miss does at the quarterback position here in the cycle. And we'll see what happens with Deuce. You know, he had a good return trip to Notre Dame, watched several spring practices, obviously close with that staff, but he hasn't shut it down. So until he does that, I always think the door is cracked and there's some light coming through, and some of that light might be Alabama red, but some of it might be Ole Miss blue. And, you know, we'll see if that door opens more and more as he continues through his process.
Real quick here before we get into a couple more prospects and get Steve's thoughts on them, I do want to remind you, show is also brought to you by Drew Moak and our friends at USA Benefits Group. Drew and USA BG will take care of you. Try to cut those health insurance premiums by 20-30%. They can help you out. He's from Mississippi. He's an Ole Miss grad, but he's also licensed in 7 states. So he's local and accessible and can help you if you're somewhere else. He works with the nation's second largest health insurance brokerage, and he has access to 35 carriers, regular health plans, life insurance, dental, vision, Medicare, all of that and more. He can help you. Call him 601-953-8449, or you can visit usabg.com/DMOAK and get your free quote today. All right, Steve, staying in Mississippi, this was a guy, I've seen him live a couple times, and I joked with him at the Under Armour camp last year. He showed up as a DB, then he was a linebacker, and then I asked him, hey, are you going to come back and be a defensive lineman? Because he just seems to keep growing and getting bigger. But Jacoby Hobson out of Lake Cormorant, right down the road from Oxford. Pete Golding, I mean, prioritization is the key here. That's the word. As soon as he was hired, got down and started talking with Hobson. I like Ole Miss's chances here. I have an RPM pick in for him. What's your take on Jacoby?
No, I agree with you. He's got all the ties to the university. He also sees an opportunity to play early. Pete Golding does a great job recruiting these kids, building a genuine relationship with them. So there's a trust there. And the players that Coach Golding has coached in the past, that also resonates with these players. And, you know, obviously he's going through his process, and you got LSU and Mizzou and Texas A&M and some of those other schools involved. But Ole Miss is just a place he's very comfortable with, knows well, and thinks it's a place that he can have an early impact at a school, like we talked about at the top. That's very exciting right now. You know, Ole Miss is on the short list of playoff contenders. And there's someone that'll be a very dangerous team. You don't want to play against them with just how creative and exciting they are on offense. And then I just think the way they hit the transfer portal on the defensive side and the way they recruited the defensive line, this roster is really coming together from a depth standpoint where they should be able to go toe-to-toe a little better with these other national title contenders as they keep trying to gain inches. Look, I see the golf stuff behind you. It's a lot easier to go from a 110 to 100 to 90 when you're working on your game. But Ole Miss is now in that range they're in that zero handicap range. So it's hard to shave a stroke, man. It's hard to find birdies and stuff, but that's the world they're living in. And I like the way they're constructing this roster and building it up in all the key places. And, you know, if they stay healthy and continue on this trajectory, man, they got a chance to be a damn good football team at the end of the year. And then we're going to see that resonate on the recruiting trail. It's a very veteran team too, man. This is the year. This is the year. There's a lot poured into this year. And so it's time, man. It's time to see if this can be one of those epic years where they're welcoming this football team back every 10 years for an anniversary of some sort for years to come.
Yeah, absolutely. We've talked about it on this show a lot. The schedule sets up perfectly. Your two toughest games at home, in my opinion. With the playoff expansion, you know, you don't have to go undefeated or 11-1. You know, maybe a 10-2 gets you in. So, it truly is. I mean, they've been calling it the last dance. They've been coining that phrase. And it's exciting. I think that's something that's really palpable on the recruiting trail right now.
There's a lot of good young players in the program. I mean, I don't know if Ole Miss is a place that's going to be built to win 13 games every year, but I think under Lane Kiffin, he's shown you that he can, you know, get you into this equation, into this mix, and they can build off it. And so, you know, we'll see what happens with the portal after this season and all that, but it's this year. The time is now. I'm excited to watch Ole Miss. I live up here in the Indianapolis area. But we're excited to watch Ole Miss football this year, as they're certainly one of the teams that can make some fireworks happen in the college football playoff.
Speaking of fireworks, Ole Miss only 4 commits in this 25 class, but they've got some heavy hitters in it. One that we all know, now an On3 industry ranking 5-star, AK Deer, got a chance to see him at the Under Armour camp in Atlanta, was impressive. Talked with Charles Power when he was there, and won't say his jaw was on the floor, but he was impressed. What do you think about AK and just kind of what he brings to the table and how he fits in Lane Kiffin's scheme?
Yeah, 200 pounds, over 2,000 yards rushing as a junior. He's just explosive in between the tackles, the way he can find his top end gear. But I also think that he knows how to run, has good vision, finds the lanes. And when he hits it, bam, he hits it hard. And again, downhill, falls forward, bounces off tacklers. And that's what you need. You know, in the SEC, it's a very physical league. Sometimes you turn on running backs film and they're just in a hole, getting a bunch of chunk plays because the blocking and the scheme was good. But this kid's going to be a hard-nosed physical runner for Ole Miss. That's also going to be over 200 pounds. And with AK Deer and company, you know, he's a guy that can help you wear teams down over the course of a season, a guy that gets stronger as the game goes on. But his quickness and power and decisiveness as a runner, the vision, the explosiveness, he's got a full bag there, and just a really, a great recruiting win at that point in the cycle. Texas A&M was definitely another one that he had a keen eye on, but Ole Miss getting him in the fold early. Hopefully that resonates now with other players. You know, I know they want to be able to say to Caleb Cunningham, hey, the best of the best in state are coming here. And that's off and running with AK Deer in the fold.
He was one of the best in the state, opted to transfer over to Saraland, Alabama. You mentioned KJ Lacy earlier. Life after Ryan Williams begins this fall for Saraland, but Dylan Alfred committed to Ole Miss, originally from Goshen, Mississippi, down on the coast. I think it's a solid get. You know, he's not going to wow you, you know, with the size, but I think he's an exceptional route runner at his age and a guy that has good hands. We'll see, you know, without having that other guy on the other side this year in the offense, how he fares. But I think he'll have a really good senior year. I know the staff is excited about him. What do you see in Alfred?
Well, I just think that Ole Miss is an offense that schemes their receivers open. And you know, he's 5'11", 170, 175 pounds with some quickness and burst after the catch. And, you know, I think in this Charlie Weiss, Lane Kiffin offense, you know, he's got a chance to get into spaces and be a guy that gets them, keeps the chains moving.
Rounding out this class, there's two edge guys, good athletes. That's kind of been a focal point for Randall Joyner and that defensive staff and what they like to bring in up front. Corey Amos. He's being recruited as an edge. A lot of people see him as a linebacker, but a good get out of Louisiana. And then Talib Graham, originally from Arizona, played at a high level program out there, and then now is in Alabama at Daphne. I don't know how much you've seen from those two or what you've heard, but as far as how they project, what do you think?
Well, when you look at the way that Ole Miss is now recruiting around the line of scrimmage, there's a standard, you know, of talent, you know, from the Cam Franklins to the Cedric Beavers to Jeffrey Rush. You look at the class that they brought in last year, there's a lot of bulk, a lot of guys that can be pass rush presences and just difference makers on the interior of the defensive line. And here's some guys that complement that well, some guys that can be a real problem coming off the edge with their quickness and still with the violence and physicality that they play the game with. But the way that Ole Miss is stacking these classes with the great defensive line haul last cycle and then bringing in some guys that can go after the quarterback this cycle, I think that these classes combined have a chance to be pretty good.
All right, that's Steve Wiltfong on three. VP Director of National College Football Recruiting and Transfer Portal. Steve, I appreciate you carving out some time for us today. I'll let you get back to it and keep grinding. So we'll do this again soon, man. Appreciate you.
No, thanks. And happy to be on your side now. And we'll see you around, brother.
All right, that'll do it for the flagship. Stay locked in, omspirit.com. We've got portal coverage, football and basketball, and baseball this weekend as Mike Bianco looks to get win number 1,000. So, again, omspirit.com. If you're not a member already, it's only $1. Join the resistance. Come get in the conversation on the message board. We have a lot of fun. Steve Wiltfong over there. I'm Zach Berry. Appreciate y'all tuning in. We out.